It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnaa Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here for this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Chris, how are you this morning?
Doing all right, yourself?
Well, I'm not wealthy.
No, you didn't have the ticket?
But some folks are, apparently, in Iowa. I don't know if you've heard the news yet, but yeah, there were several winners in Iowa of some nice jackpots in the lottery drawings last night. Check your tickets closely if you haven't done so already, because they've not even announced where they're from yet. A note from the lottery this morning that they said that lottery players here in Iowa had perhaps their winningest night ever last night. There were four big prizes in Powerball and the $100,000 cash game last night across Iowa. Somebody who bought a ticket in the $202.1 million Powerball jackpot is going to be very, very happy when they look at their ticket this morning, because they'll be the second biggest lottery winner ever in the state and the second Powerball jackpot winner this year here in Iowa. There was another player in Iowa who won a $1 million Powerball prize last night, and another won a $10,000 Powerball prize, and also somebody won the top prize of $100,000 in yesterday's drawing of the $100,000 cash game here in Iowa. I didn't buy a ticket for any of them.
Kindle had it, didn't he?
He's quiet. I don't know. He's awful quiet. Can't trust anybody now. Everybody's mum on that. But they said due to the large number of big prizes involved, the Iowa Lottery's processing of the winning information is expected to take longer than it normally does. Usually by the next morning, they'll be telling us what store the winning ticket was sold in, or at the very least, what town it was sold in. But they'll have a little bit more detail a little bit later on today. So I guess that's the deal. If you have any of those tickets from last night's lottery drawing, you might want to pull them out of the drawer and take a good hard look at them and find out if maybe you had the winner, because we don't know where they were quite yet. It's not at my house, so I know
not
that much.
Either.
Yeah, oh well. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning. We'll just have to keep working, right?
Right.
He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. Kendall, how are you this morning?
Very good. Thank you, Jim. Got three match washer dryer sets. So these are top loads. Have one front load washer. Several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got a used gas range in very good condition. Four used built-in dishwashers, all guaranteed fully. Got some microwave hood combinations. Make an offer, you're going to own some. Got a side-by-side refrigerator. Have two of those. Got two smooth top ranges, electric ranges in very good condition. Got a portable air cleaner, near new. Used direct vent 40-gallon gas water heater. Used two-door refrigerator with top freezer in very good condition. Got two used front-load washers with matching dryers. One set is nearly new. These are front-load, again, I repeat. Got refrigerators by Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, KitchenAid, and Frigidaire. Got over 70 units in stock, so very good selections of models, colors, and prices is good. Any clean used refrigerator will draw top trade-ins at W&S Appliance, where we service the refrigerators and appliances we sell. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Do have a good selection of dehumidifiers for those in need. Jim?
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Hey, I don't know if you've been paying a whole lot of attention, but it's still a little more than a month away, but it doesn't seem to matter. Like all of the holidays, we get into the spirit much, much earlier than the actual date. Halloween not too far down the road, and if you've been in any of the grocery stores, department stores, or what have you, not only do they have a candy aisle these days, they have a Halloween candy aisle on top of that, too, because you just can't get enough of that stuff, right? So the folks at WebMD gave us some tricks, because there are too many treats out there, quite frankly. And usually during the Halloween season, folks see that, pardon the pun, but they see their weight creep up a little bit during the Halloween season. And it kind of marks the beginning of the holiday eating season, and for someone who's trying to watch their weight, the scariest part of Halloween sometimes isn't the ghosts and goblins, but the always abundant Halloween candy, the sugar and a lot of those empty calories you get in candy. And you know, we don't necessarily exercise as much as we probably should this time of the year, and all it takes is a few calories here and there and you start to see that little bit of weight creep going on. And yikes. So when the cupboards are loaded with candy and the kids come home with bags full of even more treats, it's sometimes hard to resist. And folks try to figure out ways, because our willpower sometimes isn't the greatest. So sometimes we have to kind of trick ourselves into staying away from some of that stuff so we don't really take after it too soon. And how many times have you seen it? I know it's happened at my house Sometimes we think that, oh, well, there's a special on Halloween candy. Let's just go ahead and get it now, and then we'll have it come Halloween. So we get it several weeks early. How much of that's left on Halloween? How many times do you have to go? Yeah. How many times you back out there and get another bag or two or ten or whatever you think you're going to need? And how many kids really do come to your house? Do you buy too much? Probably. And is that your plan usually? Do you go out and pick your Halloween candy? How do you decide what you're going to get to give away at Halloween? Do you decide by, well, just get what you like? Because that way, anything that's left over is not going to go to waste. You know, maybe not always the best ideas. Well, I say the folks at WebMD gave us 10 tricks to avoid the Halloween candy temptations. And I say some of these are pretty obvious, and some of them may or may not work. But it all boils down, I guess, in the end to how much willpower you really have. But you can help yourself out a little bit. There are ways to kind of keep your hands out of the candy jar a little bit, so you can avoid packing on some of those extra pounds before we even get to the good holiday seasons where we eat real food, not just candy. But there are 10 tips to help avoid some of the temptations of some of those Halloween goodies, because we not only find them at home, but we find them at the office many times, too. Number one is, buy candy you don't love. That's the first tip. You know, if the candy in your pantry is stuff kids like, but that you don't necessarily enjoy, then it's easier for you to resist opening those bags and diving in. For most of us, that means anything but chocolate. Most folks really love the chocolates. Sour candy, the gummy textured candies, hard candies, other things that are not chocolate are lower in fat and calories and typically not the candy that adults will overeat. So maybe those are some things you might want to consider this time around. Also, the second tip would be out of sight, out of mind. You know, ask your coworkers to keep the candy jars and the bowls inside their desks or stashed in a cabinet in the break room so you won't be tempted every time you see it. You know, if they want to keep candy on their desks, ask them to use a colored container with a lid so you can't actually see inside. Third tip is to savor one piece of your favorite candy a day. Decide what time of day you most relish the sweet stuff, and then save your special treat for that time. Then sit back and slowly savor the taste sensation. These folks say that it's so easy to pop a piece of candy into your mouth mindlessly and not get the full enjoyment that you would get if you saved it and ate it when you knew you would enjoy it the most. So indulge your sweet tooth on occasion, because denying yourself completely could lead to an all-out binge. Also, number four tip is to chew gum. Sugarless gum gives your mouth a burst of sweet sensation for very few calories, and studies have shown that the gum chewing can also help you relieve some stress, mentally focus on tasks, satisfy a sweet tooth, and overcome the urge to eat candy, and help manage hunger pangs to hold you over until your next meal. Number five on their tips of avoiding some of that Halloween weight gain from the candy is to replace the candy with some better choices. That might be the toughest one of all. Makes sense, but how tough is it, huh? Make the seafood diet work in your favor. Put out a bowl of colorful fruit or veggies in place of the candy. Boy, not seeing that. That's a toughie. That'd be a tough one to follow. Number six would be just to move the candy jar. Some folks have done some studies on how frequently people eat candy when it's within reach, when it's out of sight, or when it requires them to get up to reach the jar. And they show that if you have to get up to get a piece of candy, it's not always worth the effort. Whereas when the candy is convenient, the consumption tends to be higher. If you keep candy on your desk, you're probably more likely to eat it than if you put it out like in the break room or something where you have to actually get up and go get it. So if you keep it out of arm's reach, you're probably less likely to dive in. Number seven on that list is to count the empty wrappers. Wow, that could be a reality check, couldn't it? It's so easy to pop those little fun-sized candy bars into your mouth. Sometimes you lose track of how quickly the calories add up. Instead of just unwrapping them and, say, tossing them in the garbage can, if you keep the wrappers on your desk, it will remind you of how many you've eaten and hopefully inspire you to exercise moderation. Maybe stop after one or two of them. But, yeah, that can add up real quickly in that garbage can when you're not paying too much attention to it. Also, number eight would be take a walking break. Getting away from your desk for a breath of fresh air can invigorate you and help you get over that mid-morning or mid-afternoon slump that can often be mistaken for hunger. Number 9 on the tip list would be to manage your hunger. Eat breakfast before you come to work and plan for a few healthy snacks along with a satisfying lunch. Your pre-planned meals will help keep you feeling satisfied and hopefully make you less likely to raid that candy bowl. And also number 10 would be to sip on a low-calorie beverage. Keep your hands and your mouth busy by drinking a zero-calorie cup of hot tea or maybe a big glass of water. And light hot chocolate can even satisfy your sweet tooth for fewer calories than most of those fun-sized chocolate bars. You know, even finding some of those healthy snacks as well. But yeah, some tips for maybe trying to stay away from some of that stuff, because I can't even remember when I first saw Halloween candy displays out in the stores. It's been a while. We've got another month to go yet. So a lot of opportunity out there for all that stuff. And had I won the lottery jackpot, I could probably afford a lot more of it, too. I guess that'll help my weight, huh? Kendall Warren wants to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of washers and dryers, portable large and super capacity models in front load and top load. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Speed Queen, and Estate. Got two stack units for those of you with limited space. Might mention Speed Queen, which is made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. Freezers test and upright. Got sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. And most of those models in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Gas and electric ranges by Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display in a variety of colors and sizes. And a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order, such as slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, built-in ovens, cooktops, and range hoods. Stop and see us. It's Thursday. Pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. You know, we often joke about the seafood diet. Seafood, eat food, you know, and there really is something to that. I was reading a note here, Dr. Brian Wansink, a Cornell researcher who wrote a book called Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. He says that we do sometimes get sucked into a seafood mentality. It makes you want to eat the candy just because you see it and not necessarily because you're hungry. And he said the visible foods, that's why it's important to put it in a can you can't see through or put it in the cupboard or something, but if there are visible foods out there, we eat more of them because it causes us to think more about it. And every time you see a candy bowl, it forces you to make a decision. Do I or don't I? What do you think the usual answer is?
I do.
That is correct. Kendall, thanks for coming out this morning. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.